Now to slip into my new shoes and... Feet, did you moan?
Must you squeeze us into those shoes? You walked all over town today.
But Feet, I had to buy new shoes.
So you kept us locked up all day. No wonder we're hot, tired, and, you know, just...
Why I beat you every day?
Our troubles don't come out in the wash.
What can I do for you?
Get us Men and Quinsana spray powder.
Men and Quinsana spray powder?
It's the newest. It's the greatest spray powder yet. It cools, comforts, and cushions feet. It soothes, dries, and relieves itch, twitch, and squish.
I got you a spray powder.
Oh, we want new Quinsana spray powder because it smells fresh and healthy the way we should.
Okay, feet, I promise you new Quinsana spray powder. Now, what do you say?
You look real pretty in those shoes. Men and Quinsana. A step ahead in foot care.
Come on, now start it to me. Sing me a song.
Hi, Monitor fans. This is Ron and Martin.
Let's keep the music moving. Here to go and strong.
And now, folks, here's our next number.
73
Skidoo to you, too. Morgan, counting on Marilyn May and Al Capp to speak in this half hour. Well, counting on Marilyn May and Al Capp. Well, stop counting. First, let's see. In the interest of entertainment, we'll pick Marilyn May for the singing. Here's her latest, a montage from How Sweet It Is.
Was written on my mind like the back of an envelope, rehearsed and very carefully in reach. My cool cucumber non-committal speech that I wrote while hanging out down at the beach. And I shivered from the cold of the ice in my granite heart, knowing that you didn't have a prayer. And then I rang the bell, and you were there. And darling, then your face was full of me. And then your eyes were too. And I knew that you knew. I tried to close my big fat mouth before I love you fell out on the floor. I didn't feel like that girl anymore. I hit my funny elbow on the door. And then your sister asked if I had money for a hairdo, and I realized my hair was in a mess. And suddenly I wished I'd changed my dress. And darling, then your face was full of me. And then your eyes were too. And I knew that you knew that I knew.
Wherever you travel, good fortune always is yours when you stop at Stuckey's. Stuckey stores are located at convenient intervals on main highways coast to coast. Welcome stops to break fatigue of driving, to refresh in whistle-clean facilities. Enjoy Stuckey's famous pecan candies, a tasty snack. And as a special bonus for stopping at Stuckey's, you'll get a generous box of their crisp, crunchy, peanut brittle free with your purchase of 10 gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. Only at Stuckey's with one stop can you relax, refresh, refuel in such happy holiday fashion. Be lucky. Stop with Stuckey's.
A monitor tip, all ye who are vacationing. If you have children with you at a resort, it's a good idea to check up on emergency facilities in the area before you need them. Then, in case of any of those summer accidents like cut feet that kids seem to attract, you'll know where to find a doctor in a hurry. Now this from S&H.
More gas, Miss Baxter. More gas! That's the brake!
Well, I'm awfully sorry, sir.
Now, try and drive to the next gas station so we can practice filling up.
Do they give S&H green stamps there?
Yes.
Well, no sweat, then. Hold on to your hat.
S&H green stamps. Next time you fill up your tank, fill up your book, too.
Marilyn May is a singer you often hear on monitor. Her first really big hit was Cabaret, although she'd been recognized as a fine popular singer long before that. Ron Pabuda interviewed Marilyn May to find out her life and times when she's not singing.
Marilyn, I understand you're not an avid fisherman, but your father was. You were kind of brought up with that.
My daddy. Oh, my goodness, we spent all our vacations in a rowboat. I am not too thrilled with fishing now. I love to water ski a lot, and once in a while I might come up with a fish in my mouth, but never on the hook.
Were the vacations with your father then mostly?
Oh, yeah. We went to, Bemidji, Minnesota. Which is up north, and that's the way our vacations were always spent. Now he drives on to the end of the road in Canada, then flies into the wilds, a place called Lac La Ronge, and they catch enormous lake trout, and he's got movies of him throwing back all these great big lake trout.
Well, doesn't he save a few to eat?
Oh, yes, and I love fish, and of course that's because I was raised on it. In fact, it's a time when we really needed it. He was out of work, and he went fishing for our food. And that sounds like a hard luck story, but it's true.
Well, I understand that you have a 15-year-old daughter. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Oh, no, do. I'm terribly proud of her.
Is she going into show business, do you think?
I think it's inevitable. I am not encouraging or discouraging because she definitely has a talent for it. Mm-hmm. And if that's what she wants, I'm happy. I love it. It's my life. And I want her to go on with college.
You would prefer her to get an education?
Oh, definitely. I think it's definitely necessary today. Maybe years ago, I left, you know, as soon as I got out of high school, I didn't go to college and I went right out on the road. Now, the caliber of it, you must be very, very good and you must be trained in many fields. You can't just sing. You've got to sing and dance and act and have poise and have a brain, you know. You have to be a businessman or a businesswoman. It's not a fun thing anymore. It's a business. And I want her to get that education and be very well prepared for it.
Well, thank you for talking with us and thank you for joining us on Monitor.
Bless you.
A summer cold is a different animal, an ugly animal, cause it hits you in the summer, when you got lots to do.
Contact at your pharmacy.
Nationwide, it's NBC.
At 17 past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Hi, this is S. Michael Survey with another secret mic survey for your Pontiac dealer. To find out reactions to the Pontiac Teenage Expert campaign, I interviewed a clerk in a delicatessen. My secret mic was hidden in a pickle.
Would you say that again, sir, and speak into the pickle?
Yeah. Ladies, take a number and line up while I talk into this pickle here. You know that little pickle reminds me? My son got me out of a pickle. You see, I was going to buy a low-priced car, but my son, the expert, pointed out that for the same money, not only could I be a wide-tracking sport and drive around in a 1968 Pontiac, but I'd own a car that has a great resale value. Say, that sure is a tiny pickle.
Yes, it's the latest
Japanese transistorized gherkin. It's also a camera. Would you like a pickle picture of your Pontiac?
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
A monitor tip for car drivers. If you don't have a windshield spray attachment, it's a good idea to take a bottle of window cleaner spray along on a long trip. Then when the bug population piles up on your windshield, you can stop and do a quick cleanup job. Well, if you don't have a windshield, forget it. Now this from DuPont Golden 7.
When your car engine sounds sick. Give it a treatment. DuPont Golden 7 Oil Treatment.
Glub, 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 glub.
DuPont Golden 7 restores lost power, stops excess oil burning, actually does seven things to get your car engine back in the groove.
Good afternoon from the secret training camp of America's outdoor trim enameling champion, Ralph Coverwell. How do you feel, champ?
Oh, I'll kill him. I got this new secret weapon, DuPont Lucite Exterior Enamel, the work skipper. Skips that brush drag, won't stick, won't pull, dries in an hour, and Lucite cleans up with just soap and water. I tell you, I'm in with Lucite.
Jolly good. But Ralph, won't the others complain about your using a work skipper enamel?
Well, let them get their own Lucite.
Where can they get it?
Why? Telling.
Here's a brand new one by Tony Bennett. It's a song that was written by the Gershwins for their show Shall We Dance, but it never got into the show. It's called Hi Ho. Here's Tony.
Hi Ho. Hi Ho. At last it seems I've found her. Now I won't be happy till my arms are around her. If a kiss she'd only throw me, oh me, oh my. Her smile so sweet and dimply, I want them all, I simply die. Hi-ho, hi-ho, oh, there's no one like her here on earth. I'm in love with her, and if you knew her, sir, then so would you. In love with her too. I beg of you, ma'am, look at that honey lamb. Now that you've seen her, man, don't you agree? No one's lovely as she. She's lovely. No one lovelier. No one lovelier. Even if you offered the news, I wouldn't swap her. I hope.
Vacation, and you're behind the wheel. The sun is sinking, you're bored with driving, and your eyelids are beginning to droop. You've got the driving drowsies. Don't take extra chances. Pull over and fight back with No-Doze. No-Doze contains the strongest stimulant you can buy without a prescription, and it's not habit-forming. No-Doze. No car should be without it.
Monitor's talking cartoonist Al Capp keeps his eyes and ears open during the week, and then on weekends right here, he tells them as he sees them. Here's Al.
A fella I shared a cab with into New York City the other day said he no longer was proud of his hometown. He said New Yorkers have changed. People here don't care anymore about other people. They just don't want to become involved. Well, when he left, the driver said he'd just been able barely to hold himself back. He pulled his ID card out and passed it to me. On the back of it was stamped, "Commended by the police department." The driver said, "That's what I got for becoming involved, but it wasn't all I got." He asked me if I remember the case of the girl who was being raped in broad daylight in Central Park, and I did. It happened a few years ago, and at the time, it was front page news. Later, such incidents became so commonplace in town, they were relegated to back page fillers. In this case, a cab driver, I recall, had stopped and although he was unarmed, had fought off the girl's attackers until the police came. Well, my driver said that was me. I spent 6 weeks in court, he said, and losing that much pay meant I had to give up my summer vacations for 2 years. Now, all through it, he said, I got threatening calls from people who said they were friends of the guys I was testifying against, but I didn't mention them to the court. I was afraid of a mistrial or something that would drag the case on even longer. Well, he said they were convicted and sent up for 7.5 years. That was nearly 5 years ago. Yesterday, he said, I heard they'll be getting out soon for good behavior. So he said, I've got to move. I owe it to my kids. But the next time I see anything like that going on, I'll keep moving. I won't get involved. What's changed about New York, he said, isn't what your friend thinks. That people here don't get involved because New Yorkers don't care about other people. It's that New York doesn't care about people like me who do get involved. This is Al Capp for NBC's Monitor.
Al Capp, heard here every weekend. Beginning next weekend, he'll be part of our new series, American Political Scene 68. Al, Chet Huntley, Ed Newman, Bob and Ray, and me, Morgan, are among those who'll be expressing a variety of views and comments on this year's political scene. Listen, agree, disagree.
Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew a great spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew a great spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Thank you. Jason Williams playing Classical Gas. In central Mississippi, we're heard on WGRM Greenwood. Wherever we're heard in your part of the country, stay with us. There's more. Morgan for Monitor.
Bob and Ray start their satirical look at the American political scene next week on Monitor.
I find Wetson's hamburgers to be truly above reproach. This has been a paid commercial advertisement.
Better ideas make Mustang 68's hottest-selling sporty car. The one original that costs less than most of the reproductions. The switch is on to Ford.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Monitor Music, MacArthur Park, Russ David.
On Monitor, turn around, look at me.
Thank you.
The summer cold is a different animal than a big animal. Cause it hits you in the summer when you've got lots to do. I hate that ugly animal. Don't let it put you down yet. Tame it with contact. Hunt your own contact. Tiny time pills at your pharmacy.
Don't move, just leave your darling on a good deal of honor too.
Morgan for Monitor on the last day of June. You ready for July? For the 4th of July? You know, now that firecrackers are illegal in most states, we ought to find another way to celebrate. Maybe we should put up Christmas tree lights or set a time all across the country and everybody'd run outside and yell, whoopee! Or all ring bells at the same time, which is a really good idea. Have a safe, but not too sane 4th. Too Many Chiefs, the latest by the girl from England who calls herself Jackie.
Every Sunday morning, as the dawn begins to break, Father's bright and fresh before the household is away. Makes a breakfast, pours the tea, smothers us in smiles, rushes round the bedroom like a cat on red hot tiles. Each tray. Listen closely and you'll hear him say, hey, there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Too many chiefs and not enough Indians. That is his opinion. Too many bosses, not enough on the runs. Too many bosses, not enough on the runs. Too many bosses, not enough on the runs. Says he'll form a union. Why is that the world unite? Why have all these dramas? Playing red, every arm upon us. But there are too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Too many chiefs and not enough Indians. That is his opinion.
Has been in bed for 20 minutes. Listen to what's going on inside his head.
Can't you handle this job?
The basement's flooded.
Dawn, turn it off and get to sleep. With Nitol, it's different. Laboratory tests prove Nitol dissolves twice as fast as any other leading tablet. Helps you get to sleep fast, wake up alert. Non-habit forming, too. Nitol, with a good housekeeping seal.
Visit Texas this year. See the San Antonio World's Fair, now in America's Fiesta City. Next, Dr. Joyce Brothers, brought to you by Madison Laboratories, makers of Nupercanal cream, spray, lotion, and anti-ivy lotion. Dr. Brothers discusses monogamy, polygamy, and other games after this message. When your skin's on fire with sunburn, reach quickly for soothing Nupercanal. When you smooth on Nupercanal, the heat's off, the cool's on. The pain and burning sting are relieved. It's that fast because it's a topical anesthetic. Nupercanal cream and lotion also lubricate taut, dry, sunburned skin. And with your skin calmed, soothed, and softened, you can forget the annoying discomforts of sunburn. Wear clothes comfortably. You needn't fear the slightest touch. Nor will sunburn keep you awake nights. Nupercanal is also a great comfort for minor burns, cuts, scratches, and non-poisonous insect bites. So, when sunburn strikes, smooth on Nupercanal. cream, lotion, or spray. With Nupurcanil, the heat's off, the cool's on. If poison ivy creeps up on you and spreads, fight it with Ant-Ivy Lotion. It helps you tame the itch quickly, helps to stop you from scratching and spreading the poison. Next time poison ivy gets a grip on you, use Ant-Ivy Lotion. Now here's the doc herself.
Are you jealous of the one you love? Would you suffer terribly if he or she were to be untrue? Do you think that's a perfectly natural reaction, a part of the price you pay for being in love? If you answer yes to all these questions, your ideas match those of the majority of your fellow Americans, according to recent surveys. But that doesn't make these ideas valid, according to recent studies. True enough, people have suffered the torments of jealousy since the days of the Old Testament and before. This led some early and famous students of human behavior to conclude that jealousy was instinctive. More recent investigations of other ancient and some contemporary cultures have found that it isn't. Love can and does exist without jealousy. It's a question of training. In societies that practice polygamy, girls are brought up knowing that they will share their husbands with several wives, and therefore they can do so without jealousy. In a system of polyandry, two or more men share one wife, and all live together in happy harmony. Even some societies based on monogamy manage to eliminate jealousy to the point where a mate is willingly shared with a friend or a guest as a gesture of true hospitality. Just as these societies teach young people not to be jealous, so many others, including our own, teach them the necessity of jealousy. We don't, of course, hold classes in the subject in our schools, but our books, movies, songs, and gossip reinforce the idea that jealousy, though painful, is natural, and that it protects true love from predators. Nothing could be farther from the truth, say psychologists who've been studying our jealousy reactions. Far from saving love, jealousy destroys it, and, like any illness, often destroys the person who harbors it. The psychologists think it would be wise if people armed themselves against the falsehoods that lead them down the thorny path toward jealousy. The first of these is the delusion that there's only one right love for every man and woman, and that, once found, this one and only belongs to the finder. Obviously, this isn't true if the loved one prefers another. Love cannot be coerced. And an unbiased look around will find many people who have survived the loss of a first love to enjoy a second. But we believe the folklore rather than the facts, and feel that we've failed miserably if we let that one great love get away. As a result, through insecurity, we tend to produce the very loss we fear. The man worries that he may lose the girl to someone more manly. The girl worries that she may lose the man to someone more beautiful and feminine. Such nervous feelings of self-doubt don't produce the free, trusting, giving climate in which love can grow and flower. Rather, they bring forth the clinging, smothering, spying atmosphere of jealousy in which love has no choice but to wither and die. Fortunately, people have a choice, and those who choose love will do well to choose also the art of surrender rather than the habit of suspicion. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Listen again next weekend when Madison Laboratory's fine line of summer products brings you Dr. Joyce Brothers. A Monitor tip for families on vacation. Is the house you're staying in troubled by doors that don't shut tight when the kids run in and out? Screen doors that close with a door check sometimes get sticky and don't click shut. Try rubbing a little paraffin or just rub a candle on the strike plate and on the face of the latch bolt. Or else slap the kids around every time they leave the door ajar. Now this from S&H Green Stamps.
Gee, Mr. Candidate, it's an honor that your 40-car motorcade has stopped to fill up at my little gas station.
In this great country of ours, son, it's part of my platform to point with pride at the spirit of thrift, to deplore waste on all sides, and to encourage economy in the private sector.
Now I see why you stopped at my gas station. You want the S&H green stamps.
You bet your bird, kid. 40 cars worth. Just lay them on me, boy.
In this election year, you encourage thrift and economy. Fill up where you get S&H green stamps.
news soon here on the Monitor Beacon. Your Cadillac dealer invites you to a command performance. A command performance at the wheel of a 1968 Cadillac. Few minutes at the wheel, you'll discover new driving enjoyment in commanding the largest V8 in any production passenger car. Cadillac's smooth, quiet 472 V8. And your command performance test drive will reveal comfort, luxury, and driving conveniences only Cadillac can provide. Ask your Cadillac dealer for a command performance test drive soon.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Monitor Music, a small circle of friends, and let's ride. Scores on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. Many car owners buy motor oil in the place they get their gasoline. However, you get a few extra dividends when you stop at the service station or garage that sells Super Royal Triton motor oil. This is the amazing purple motor oil produced by the Union Oil Company of California. Super Royal Triton is so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. It protects engines in all driving conditions. Super Royal Triton won't thin out in hot weather, won't thicken in cold weather, on the highway, in city traffic, anywhere you drive. Super Royal Triton keeps on working to keep your engine clean. A patented detergent suspends dirt in the oil, keeps it from harming vital moving parts. If you're already a user of Super Royal Triton Motor Oil, you already know this. But if you're not, you've just heard some mighty good reasons why it'll pay you to get Super Royal Triton. Extend the life of your engine by insisting on Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Len Dillon.
Thank you, Henry. On the Monitor Baseball scoreboard, first the American League. Chicago 12, Detroit nothing. Unbeaten Tommy John on weekend leave from the National Guard posted his seventh victory with a five-hitter. Joe Sparmer, the loser. Bill Voss hit a Grand Slam homer to pace a 16-hit White Sox attack that snapped a five-game Tiger victory streak. New York Yankees 4, Oakland 2, and Steve Barber beat Jack Aker. Home runs, Roy White for the Yankees, Reggie Jackson for the A's. California 8, Washington 4. Ricky Clark, the winner over Joe Coleman. And it was Clark's first win of the season after 8 losses. Baltimore 6, Minnesota 4. Eddie Watt beat Al Worthington. The Twins' Tony Oliva pulled a pair of homers in a losing cause, his 11th and 12th. In the National League, Pittsburgh 5, Philadelphia 2. Bob Veal, decision Dick Farrell. Willie Stargell homered for the Pirates, who won their 4th in a row, while the Phillies have dropped 4 in a row. Chicago 6, the Cards 2, and Bill Hans beat Steve Carlton. Home runs, Jimmy Hickman for the Cubs, Bob Tolan for the Cards. The Mets won Houston nothing, and the winning run scored by Ron Swoboda on his 24th birthday. Tom Seaver, the winner on a 5-hitter. Mike Cuellar, the loser. The shutout, the 12th of the season by the Mets staff, and that's a club record. Well, it's been almost 2 months since Dancer's Image was disqualified as winner of the Kentucky Derby because a pain-killing drug was found in his system. Today, the mystery surrounding the disqualification is as deep as ever. A transcript of the Churchill Downs hearings indicates that the horse's feed was doctored after the Derby, but testimony differs as to what the substance was and why it was put there. And in another development, the acting dean of the University of Louisville's Medical School Pharmacology Department testified that the 5 tests used to determine the pain-killing drug in the system of Dancer's Image and upon which the disqualification was based could not be considered scientifically conclusive. And he further said that 2 tests which could have proved conclusive evidence were not used. Maybe we'll never find out what really happened. In boxing, newly crowned lightweight champ T.O. Cruz of the Dominican Republic says he's willing to give dethroned title holder Carlos Ortiz a return, if the price is right. The likely site for such a bout is San Juan. And last night's title fight in Santo Domingo had all the ingredients of a low-grade comedy. It was held up for 4 hours while the promoters hopefully awaited an anticipated crowd of 25,000, but only 8,000 showed up. And then at the end of the fight, it was announced that Cruz had won a unanimous decision, which eventually was changed to a split decision. In golf, Brigitte Varengo won the British women's amateur title, beating Mrs. Claudine Rubin on the 20th hole in an all-French final. High winds forced the postponement of today's Gold Cup Unlimited hydroplane race in Detroit until tomorrow. A crowd estimated by police at more than 100,000 was on hand when the postponement was announced. In tennis, action in the first Open Wimbledon tournament resumes tomorrow with the reputations of the supposedly unbeatable pros somewhat tarnished. The round of 16 in the men's competition will pit 8 amateurs against 8 pros. 12 pros already have bowed out and all but 2 of them beaten by the amateurs. And that's the late sports news, Henry. Len Dillon here, and now a word from State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. You remember the other day when I was telling you about the State Farm homeowners policy? The big package of protection from State Farm fire and casualty that costs less than most other companies charge? What I didn't tell you is that your State Farm agent is in the yellow pages. That is, when he's not in his office.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Sports news, a regular part of our bag. On Monitor.
Sunny weekends and out we go to soak up the sun. But sometimes we soak up too much sun too fast.
Then what happens?
Sunburn. Suddenly you feel on fire. At night you toss and turn.
Painful sunburn is so needless. Solarcaine stops sunburn pain fast. Faster and more completely than ordinary first aids. Because Solarcaine contains pain-killing benzocaine used by doctors. Solarcaine cools, soothes, aids healing too. Contains two antiseptics. Helps prevent infection. Get lotion, cream, or spray today. Stop sunburn pain with Solarcaine.
It's stuffy.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel, the extra action antacid, neutralizes excess acid and has the extra action of simethicone that breaks up bubbles of gas. D-I-G-E-L. Digel for more complete relief.
Without love. Monitor continues later this evening with reports from the Summer Olympic trials being held right now in Los Angeles. Regulars Bob Considine, Al Capp, and Joe Garagiola will be heard from. Also racing, auto style, like you're not doing in your car right now. It's Sport of Speed and World of Wheels. So I'm going to roll out of here. Morgan for Monitor. News next.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
More news, more songs to sing you. More-